Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm in love with you, George, and I hope you're in love with me, too.
I was named chief resident.
I failed my intern exam.
You can't start from the very beginning.
Repeat my internship.
I met a woman last night.
Hi.
You met a woman last night.
I'm Lexi. Lexi Grey.
He's gone.
I can't leave you, but you're constantly leaving me.
It's over. So over.
In the practice of medicine, change is inevitable. New surgical techniques are created, procedures are updated, levels of expertise increase. Innovation is everything. Nothing remains the same for long. We either adapt to change, or we get left behind.
I have 5 rules. Memorize them. Rule number 1, don't bother sucking up. I already hate you. That's not going to change.
Trauma protocols, phoneless pagers. The nurses will page you. You answer every page at a run. A run. That's rule number 2. You're supposed to follow me.
Your first shift starts now and lasts 36 hours. You're grunts. Nobody's. The bottom of the surgical food chain. You run labs, write orders, and you work every second night until you drop. And you don't complain.
On call room. Sleep when you can, where you can, you know, but not with anybody. Not attendings. Especially not attendings. Sleeping with attendings, not a good idea. Where was I?
Rule number 3. If you're sleeping, do not wake you unless a patient's actually dying.
The dying patient better not be dead when I get there, because not only will you have killed someone, you will have woken me for no good reason. Are we clear? Yes?
That was 4 rules. You said 5.
Rule number 5. When I move, you move.
Go!
I hate them.
You don't hate them, you hate you.
That was hideous. I feel like a fraud.
I rocked it. I think I'm the new Nazi.
Oh, you are not the new Nazi.
Meredith, I need to talk to you.
George, hi.
Hey.
How's your vacation?
Oh, I'm fine. Meredith,
because mine was... I didn't do much. Hung out alone for 17 days, which is the last time that I saw you, the day of Christina's wedding, which was, well, and then Mayor and Christina went on Christina's honeymoon without me.
Girl
on
girl honeymoon.
And then Alex took a road trip to see Ava without me.
I did not go to see Ava. Her name's Rebecca, and I didn't go see her. I just drove in that direction.
Why is everyone so tingly and hurt? I mean, I'm the one who was left at the altar. I'm fine, by the way. I honeymooned in Hawaii and I snorkeled. What'd you do, George?
Meredith, I really need to talk to you.
Hey, you wanna know, this is for residents only, no interns?
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here.
Babies.
Yeah, go away.
007's in training.
Seriously.
I guess I should be going too.
No, George, we didn't mean you.
No, I'm an intern.
Wait, what did you want to tell me?
Is this how it's going to be all year? Because Bambi has got to learn how to deal.
At least he came back.
Yeah, I cut him some slack.
Dude, he failed his exam and got left back in kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't even look at me.
Have you seen Bert?
No. Have you seen Darren?
No.
Wait, you haven't seen either of them since the wedding?
Nope.
And you're all fine?
Yep.
Wow. You're either incredibly healthy or completely messed up.
Your interns are back from holiday today.
Not my interns. They're residents. I'm free.
Right, well, here, nurse. The point is, Dr. Yang, the Burke thing, she doesn't know. I'm supposed to tell her. Burke asked me to tell her. Any thoughts?
Honesty always works best.
No, that's true. You want to get together for a drink after work tonight?
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it might be a good idea to get together. No.
Oh, you don't have anybody to talk to.
No, I have people to talk to.
So Addison is gone, Burke isn't around, and you and Gray aren't smelling each other in the elevators anymore.
I have people to talk to.
Who?
I have the chief to talk to. Hey, Chief, want to get together for a drink after work?
I don't drink. Dr. Bailey, we need to talk.
We have traumas coming in.
You're avoiding me. We need to talk.
About you choosing Dr. Torres to be your chief resident over me? Or respectfully, no. Sir, we're not going to talk about that.
Someone mentioned a drink later because I'm in.
Nobody mentioned a drink.
You mentioned a drink.
I did not mention a drink.
All right, people. We've got three MVCs rolling in back-to-back from a multi-car pileup. We need every trauma room open and everyone suited up.
Is there anything I should do, sir?
Save lives.
No, I mean, as a chief resident, anything in particular?
Make sure your residents run their traumas. It's their first day on their own. Where are the residents you assigned to the CR?
I paged them. I paged them. Bailey?
What?
I paged Gray, Yang, Stevens, and Corrupt, but they're not here yet.
When I page them, they come running.
Get it together, Torres.
Yes, sir. Okay, you did not have to say that for the chief.
You asked. Boss?
There's Derek.
Does work with him?
I don't see him.
Where have you been? We have multiple MVCs. Do any seconds.
We're here, aren't we? Right. We're here.
Just get ready, okay? And monitor your interns.
Okay, 1-2, go get stat packs. 3-4, go meet the ambulances.
1-2?
Why? No, I can't remember the names.
I don't respond to being called a number.
George, go wait for the ambulance. Rest of you, come with me.
All right, you guys, stand against the wall and out of the way unless I call for you.
Hey, this is what's called a trauma situation, so there's going to be lots of activity and a lot of patients, so if you guys have any questions at all, just ask, okay?
I heard she, like, freaked out and killed a guy and had to go on probation.
Great. We're stuck with a dud.
So, hey, you're an intern again.
Yeah.
I won't tell anybody.
That's okay. Doesn't matter.
Do you know which one is Meredith Gray?
Yeah, I haven't told her you're here yet. I was going to.
So you know who I am?
Yeah, I know you.
What's she like? I mean, is she nice? Because my dad, he won't tell me. I mean,
Gray, don't let them just stand here.
Let's move, people.
Unrestrained driver, DOA at the scene. Just need someone to pronounce it.
Crap. Dead guy. Why'd you get me all excited with the sirens? Okay, who wants to see a dead guy?
Matthew Walters, 34 years old, 35 weeks pregnant, complete upper arm amputation, pressure dressing applied, 2 large bore IV started.
Did you say arm? My arm is gone. Miss Walters, you're gonna be okay. Gray, check the wound. I really need my arm.
45-year-old male sustained a knee injury.
The guy is dead. He hit a deer, and then the lady hit him, and then I hit the lady.
Knee's blowing up like a balloon.
Hey, I'm hungry. Can I get something to eat?
Okay, everybody get a good look. Time of death, 8:22.
Not time of death.
He was?
Oh, he's not dead now. Bag him. Okay, we've got a guy risen from the dead over here.
Get out of the way!
Are you Meredith Gray?
Yeah, I'm Lexi.
Great, move! Lexi Gray, I'm your sister.
That girl out there, the dopey wide-eyed one, apparently we're related.
Oh, you met Lexi?
Oh, you knew. Knew about it and didn't tell me, huh?
I kind of had a lot going on.
This is trauma room 1. As you can see, there's a trauma. Hey, guys, do you need some help? Please tell me you need some help.
It's a little crowded in here already, yes.
What do you got for me?
Nancy Walters, complete amputation.
The baby looks fine, but she's having some contractions.
Nancy, I'm Dr. Sloan. You mind if I take a look?
A clean cut.
You want to rub up against me, you got to buy me a drink first. Hang antibiotics and put on a sterile moist dressing. There's a chance to do recovery here. Do we have an arm?
They're looking for it. My baby has no father. He's already down 2 arms, so he really needs me to have an arm.
Get me that arm.
Okay, somebody set up for traumatic effusion drainage.
Up.
And order him 4 of morphine.
She means one of you morons. Get an 18-gauge needle and a 20cc syringe.
The damn morphine.
Hey, morphine's cool, but I'd kill for something to eat.
Healthy appetite after a trauma like this? That's a very good sign, Joey.
You think they'll need surgery?
Depends on x-rays. Knee looks good. No surgery.
Okay, this is
Christina, Dr. Yang. Dr. Yang, she's working.
Yep, saving lives and taking names.
So, I have these interns and nothing to do. And, I think I'm a really bad teacher and I think they hate me. And now I'm a fraud, so any chance you want to let me in on this, please? This guy was dead and now he's undead, so that kind of makes him like a zombie. And my personal zombie. So no, you can't get in on this. Now go be a fraud somewhere else.
I don't like you. Mm-hmm. Let's go, people.
You know, where have you been? I've been waiting for these.
I met my sister for the first time ever, which got me, you know, weird. So then I got lost on my way to X-ray because I was all in my head, you know, about meeting Meredith.
So Meredith is your sister?
Meredith Gray, Lexi Gray. We're half-sisters. Do you know her?
Oh, we need to page Dr. Shepard.
Dr. Shepard, he's the nurse.
Okay, somebody page Derek Shepard right freaking now.
Gray. Seattle Grace. Thank you.
Hey. How are you?
I have a patient with a severed arm, and no one seems to be able to find it. Have you seen it?
Your severed arm? No, I haven't seen the severed arm. Meredith.
I'm so sorry about before. I just was so nervous about meeting you. Don't block the ER doors. I know that now. That was a good lesson.
You're the girl from the bar.
Sorry?
The girl from the bar.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you work here.
Yeah, I do.
Girl from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the girl from the bar.
She hates me. My sister hates me.
Meredith is your sister.
My half-sister.
Oh.
Hey, you're Dr. Shepard.
That's
I'm supposed to be finding you for a consult.
Hey, there you are. I missed you this morning.
Yeah, I didn't want to be late for my second first day as an intern.
Maybe you can look at it like this. You have one up on everyone. You're going to be like the rock star intern.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how everyone's going to see me when they find out.
Or maybe they'll see you as the daddy intern.
What? What did you just say?
I'm not pregnant. I might be pregnant. Yeah, my boobs are a little sore, which... Hey, I'm trying to cheer you up here, George. This is... I mean, if I am knocked up, that's a good thing, right?
Callie, I'm just a little distracted. I'm having a bad day.
You're having a bad month.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having a bad month.
Love you.
Help! We need a doctor's help!
Inside voice. We found an arm in the road. Snack that.
My arm.
Dad! Tell her she's hurt! Dad, come on! Tell the doctor she's hurt!
Any way we can go with the severed arm?
Is that your blood? Are you hurt?
She's in our truck and she's not moving. Please, she's bleeding really bad.
There's another crash victim. We're going to need gloves, IVs, gauze, ab pads, trauma gowns. Do you want to babysit the arm?
Come on!
Michael!
No way.
Is she dead?
Michael... This is a hospital, and I'm a people doctor.
Can you save her?
Michael.
I'm sorry, but she's roadkill.
She opened her eyes. Look, she's still alive.
Oh, God, don't look at me like that. Or like that.
Michael, let's go back to the truck. Come on.
Please. Please.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to need a jumbo catheter, a 16-gauge needle, the biggest ambu bag you can find, and something that shaves sperm. What's the matter with you people? When I say move, you move. Move!
The back of his skull is completely disconnected from his first cervical vertebrae.
He's been internally decapitated. Holy crap.
Yeah, 90% of these die in the field.
And the other 10%?
I've never seen one left.
There's always a first time, though, right? I mean, came back from the dead.
Henry, I'm Dr. Shepard. The back of your skull is disconnected from your spine. I'm going to try and reconnect it in surgery. Do you understand me? I think once for yes, twice for no. I know it's scary, but I promise you I'm going to do everything I can. You have family? All right, we're going to contact him, okay? All right, let's get him in a halo.
Mm-hmm.
Contact his family. Find out if he's a Morgan donor.
You finish up with the splint and get him up on crutches.
Hey, how's Joey?
He's hungry, but missing any cap. Can't you assign me something good?
I don't switch out patients, Cliff.
It's not even surgical. It's a waste of my skills.
You're staying here with Joey. No! Fine.
But I'm going to Bailey.
You are a resident. You go where I say.
My arm is gone.
We have the arm, and Dr. Sloan is checking right now to see if we can reattach it. Is there someone we can call?
There's no... No, I just moved here. I'm all by myself. There's no one. I have no one.
Dr. Sloan should be here any minute.
I wanted a kid. I was sick of waiting for the right guy, so... And my family... In my family, you don't go out and get pregnant. Now I'm alone, and I'm having a baby, and I don't have a father for the baby, and I don't have an arm.
Here's Dr. Sloan.
Nancy, I'm happy to report that your arm is in good shape. Dr. Gray here is going to clean it up a little, and I'm going to put that arm back where it belongs, okay?
Okay. We got 150 pound female with
lacerations on the chest and haunches, short, fast breath. Any recommendations?
Doctor, Michael's a big boy. He doesn't need you to perform make-believe medicine, right, Michael?
It's not make-believe. She can help.
Michael, enough. I apologize. We're just wasting your time.
Come on. Kidding.
Michael.
Please don't let her die.
Michael, it is a deer. We're going to take her home and skin her and freeze the meat.
What?
Okay?
Why?
Because that's what you do. You don't try and save them, you eat them.
No, Dad, the doctor could save her.
No, she can't.
You don't know that.
My son needs to learn to grow up and face things.
You're right. I am not helping him. I'm helping Bambi. So give me the Andrew bag and the saline. I'm starting an IV.
Thank you.
Kind of Burke.
Oh, you've got a severed arm.
My arm. Mine. Get away from it.
Maybe he's not on today.
Maybe you should just see him and get it over with.
No. If I never see him again, I won't care.
Well, I've seen Derek, and Derek has seen me.
And?
Awkward.
Plus, he seems to know Lexi.
And?
More awkward. Your intern is my half-sister. How weird is that?
I'm trying to save Bambi's life. My interns think I'm a loser. Severed arm.
Callie's a bitch.
Word.
She won't let me off my patient. There's nothing wrong with him except he's a nut job. Severed arm.
Does anybody know anything about deer?
Tastes good.
Evil. Oh, George, severed arm. Plus, Mayor's half-sister is my intern. Izzy's playing Dr. Doolittle. Oh, and Alex hates your wife.
Dr. Sloan's ready for the arm.
I'll say it. George is being an ass.
I think it's my fault. I said some things, and now he's not talking to me.
I don't know what he's got to complain about. Those new chick interns are hot.
Married, Alex.
Yeah, he's married.
You know who's seriously hot? That Lexi girl.
Get out before I hurt you.
Going over Callie's head to Bailey.
Callie is over Bailey's head.
Spiritually, Bailey's over everyone's
head. Bailey? How are things going?
I wouldn't know, as Dr. Torres.
Miranda.
I don't want to talk.
Miranda, it is not like you not to want to talk.
Fine. How's your wife?
Well, she's good. I haven't moved back in yet. She hasn't let me move back in yet. I'm not taking my calls. Wait, that's not what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about Chief Resident. And we're going to have this conversation.
Are you ordering me to stand here and talk to you about this, Chief?
No, I'm not ordering you, but
okay,
I just thought
then.
We could...
Goodbye, sir.
I talked to the family. They're on their way.
Ah, good. An entire OR on hold. We don't have much time.
Oh, can I get out of progress now?
You maybe want to have a drink later?
What?
A drink. Give me one reason why we can't hang out.
I don't like you.
You don't like me because of Meredith?
I don't like you because you're you.
Hmm. How is Meredith, by the way? Is she okay?
She's fine.
She's always fine. That's her problem.
We're fine people. We do fine. We're fine. How's Dr. Burke? I haven't seen him around. Is he off today?
Here.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Burke handed in his letter of resignation 2 weeks ago. He wanted me to tell you.
He's gone?
Sorry.
Oh, don't be. I'm...
Fine.
Yeah?
System of a deer.
Shut up.
Oh, Dr. Bailey. Couldn't you use an extra set of hands in the OR today? I saw an appy on the board. I'm great at appies.
Talk to Torres. She's in charge of what cases you get now.
Hard to set a shattered kneecap when your patient's in the pit, don't you think?
Oh,
I don't know how you did it.
Did what?
Get him to listen to you, to give you some respect.
Dr. Bailey, you wouldn't happen to know anything about the anatomy of a deer.
Not my intern. Not my business. Not anymore.
Your husband's injuries are severe. They're traumatic in the extreme.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
The only thing holding his head onto his body is skin and muscle. If he moves even a fraction of an inch, it could kill him.
So, are you saying that the...
I'm saying that when you see him, this could be the last time. This could be the last time you see him alive.
Are you in pain, sweetie? Good. 2 blinks. You aren't in pain.
Why isn't Daddy answering?
Just right now, we just need to wish Daddy good luck in his surgery and tell him how much we love him, okay? Because we do. I love you so much, Henry. What's 3 blinks?
We've only been working with 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is it I love you? Are you telling us you love us? 3 blinks is I love you. We're gonna be fine, Henry. You're gonna make it, and we're all gonna be just fine.
It's time to go.
Okay, guys, let's let these doctors fix Daddy up.
George.
Hey.
George. Why are you avoiding me?
I'm on my way to surgery.
No, I don't mean right now. I mean... Not one word in 17 days? I tell you that I love you, and not one word? Where have you been?
Been right here. You know, where exactly where I was a year ago. I'm sorry. Freaking out. I'm an intern again.
Yeah, we're all freaking out. We're all freaking out. I'm in charge of a group of interns who think I'm crazy, and I might actually be crazy because day one of me being in charge, and I'm obsessed with rescuing Bambi. We're all freaking out.
Since when did you start calling me Bambi?
What?
No,
I'm not
I mean,
calling
I,
you
I
Bambi.
Know, I know. I expect it from Christina or Alex, but
I'm Bambi. I'm Bambi, George. Okay. If anyone in this situation is a sad little cartoon character, it's me. I'm all alone in the forest, George. And my mother's been shot by a hunter, and where are you?
She's
Who the hell are you?
I'm on my way to surgery.
I really am up for a drink, you know, if you need to talk.
What do I need to talk about?
Meredith, you were lucky, man. That girl jerked you around.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, I'm just... seemed like you could use a friend about now.
Mary's mother never wanted her. And her father was never man enough to hang around. She has a right to be damaged. And us, together, it's a big step for her. Her best friend gets left on the altar, and all she sees now is things like this. They don't work. She panics. She wants this. She doesn't know how to have it. And you know what? That's not her fault. So never talk to me about Mary Fred again. Because you do not know what you're talking about. And I don't want a friend.
Okay, Nancy, I want you to count back from 100, okay?
No. No, I'm not ready.
It's just like going to sleep.
I can't do any of this alone. I don't want to be alone anymore.
I know.
No, I'm scared.
I know.
I am scared, Meredith.
I know. I know. I think it's very brave what you're doing. Much better to be alone and feel like a success than to be in a relationship and feel like a failure all the time, right?
That's what I think.
So, let's just take care of your arm, and then we'll deal with the rest later, okay?
Well, looks like I'm back to babysitting. What the hell? Who took my clamps?
And the bandage scissors.
Chloe?
Warm body.
His abdomen glitching. Somebody page Dr. Bailey right now. Go!
Come on, Joey.
You like hamburgers, don't you?
Yeah.
And spaghetti with meatballs? And lasagna?
Mm-hmm.
That's beef. That's cow you're eating, son.
Well, what do you mean?
Can we have the Circle of Life lesson later? I need to get in here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Her eyes are glassy.
You, get in here and ventilate. We're losing her.
This is absolutely childish and ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not childish to hold on to hope. It's actually hard, very, very hard. Your son just wants to believe that some things can work out for the best. Get me the paddles. Come on, come on, come on.
What's she doing?
Ensuring we never see the inside of an OR this year. She's in V-fib. I'm gonna shock. Charge her 300 and stand back.
Okay, clear. Oh my god! Oh my god, she's alive! It worked! She's okay! Everything's gonna be okay! Oh my god!
Got a big bleeder. Dr. Gray, press and hold right here.
She's having contractions.
Well, take a look, George. Probably the stress.
No, these are strong and they're 2 minutes apart.
Call OB and get someone in here.
I don't think there's time to call OB. Her water just broke and she's crowning.
Well, Pete, get a warmer in here. This baby's coming now. O'Malley, get her up in stirrups.
Put her in a reverse Trendelenburg and the nurse miss her ambulance and she...
Try it without all the jostling. Holding on to a major artery here.
Okay. Clamp. Scissors. I got it. I got him.
Great job, George.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, we're all heroes. Now, if no one minds, I'd like to get this woman's arm sewn on. Like she said, she's gonna need it.
Starting the fusion now.
Did he just move?
Oh, he definitely moved.
Anesthesia's light. Yeah, stabilize his neck.
Three, come and grab his feet. Go under the drape and do not contaminate the sterile field.
Very still until he is under. We can't risk even the slightest movement.
You cannot move. Do you hear me? This is not an option. Everything is not going to be fine if you move. It will be the opposite of fine. You cannot leave. The people you love, they need you. Not just a memory that you love them.
Anyone care to explain to me how my patient wound up in this OR and I wasn't even informed? Karev!
Look.
Dr. Karev didn't page you because he knows how to prioritize. 10 minutes ago, this patient was coding from a perfed abdomen. Under the circumstances, Dr. Karev's quick thinking is the reason that your patient is even still alive.
I'll expect the fully dictated chart before you leave tonight, Karev.
Jackpot.
I swallow those?
Poor fool must suffer from pica, uncontrollable urge to eat any and everything.
Check it out. It's the buffalo nickel.
Dr. Bailey, I saw you were scrubbed in. I thought I'd stop by, see what you've got.
What I've got? $2.37, sir. In change.
Cute festival in here.
I delivered that one an hour ago.
Oh my God, why aren't you like jumping up and down?
I've done this before. This is deja vu.
George, you didn't pass your intern test. You know, it happens. It's nobody's fault. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nobody's fault. Yeah, it's just that Callie gave Christina the study cards, and Meredith didn't write anything down, and Christina was planning a wedding, and Izzy just had to. Yeah, I'm responsible. I've always been the responsible one. I'm not saying what about me. I'm not saying when do I get what I want. When do I get to be someone other than the guy who repeats his intern year? I'm not saying that, but...
But what about you?
Yeah!
I didn't plan on being here. I was all set for an internship at Mass Gen. And then my mother gets the hiccups and I'm at a funeral. You know, we all have problems. Moms die and dads drink so much that they don't even know what year they're in. And sisters, I didn't even know that there was a Meredith Grey until a couple months ago. And she doesn't even want to talk to me. I don't want to be here. I'd give anything to not be here. No, to have my life work out the way I planned. And to even have time to ask what about me. So you change. You get over it. I'm here now. So. And you? You delivered a baby today. So, stop feeling sorry for yourself.
You are kind of awesome.
I know.
Why don't you make sure Sykes prepared to consult on the patient? Thank you. Now, whether you like it or not, you and I are going to talk.
Chief?
I know you're angry and disappointed.
No, I'm not angry. I'm not disappointed. I'm speechless. I don't want to talk because I'm speechless. It makes me speechless to realize you didn't think that I would have made an excellent chief resident.
You're right. You would have made an excellent chief resident. Well, you'll make an even more excellent surgeon. You belong in the OR, Bailey. Focus on honing those skills, not on how well you can juggle schedules or fill out paperwork.
Believe me, I know. You'll thank me for this one day.
And not today.
I'm the one that could use a friend. I said that you could use a friend, I could use
Look,
a friend.
Mark, I don't...
I didn't come to Seattle for Addison. I didn't come to Seattle to be chief. I came to Seattle for you, okay? I came to Seattle to get you back. I know I want to take it back now, but I already said it, so...
Yeah. Maybe we should have a drink.
We could.
Yeah, not today.
I know you didn't wake up this morning expecting this was how your first day was going to go. You thought you'd get to reattach an arm or observe brain surgery. Instead, you helped save the life of a deer. You can bitch and complain about it, or you can adjust your expectations. Because like it or not, you're stuck with me. And I'm the kind of doctor who lets a little kid convince her she can do the impossible. Oh, plus, when I woke up this morning, I thought today was going to go a lot differently, too. I thought I was going to get the good interns. Instead, I get stuck with the duds. So I have to adjust my expectations as well.
A baby today.
On your very first day as an intern.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Did you do it all by yourself?
Was it just like, did your head just explode with the amazingness?
Your very first day.
It was pretty... You came out really fast. I had to, determine the position of the cord. You know what a reverse Tendenberg is? I filled this entire bag with coins for my patient's stomach today.
No kidding.
Like it. We fear it.
What? You want to humiliate me some more? Because I get it. I suck. I suck at my job. I suck as a wife. I suck all around. So go ahead. Humiliate me some more, please.
Hope tomorrow's better.
But we can't stop it from coming.
Meredith?
We either adapt to change, or we get left behind. Anybody who tells you it doesn't is lying.
We're broken up.
It's done. But here's the truth. Sometimes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And sometimes, oh, sometimes change is good. Change is everything.